Hi, this is your girl, Nishayla Moore, and I'm here with a special guest, my friend. He don't want to be all in the limelight, but it's cool. But we're going to talk real quick. We just wanted to touch bases, talking about toxic relationships. And the morning subject that we're going to talk about this morning is toxic women in relationships. And it doesn't necessarily have to be toxic women. It could be a toxic man. But we were talking about it because I made a post, ladies and gentlemen, and the post led into this deep conversation we were talking. So I said, you know what? Let's put this on the podcast. But I just want to say to you guys, hi. Thank you for rocking with Nishayla Moore. Good morning to you guys. And yes, we're doing a podcast. It is early. It's the top of the morning. But as Michael Jackson used to say, whenever something comes in your spirit, you need to act on it because those are your greatest moments. And this is a great conversation. And, you know, you never know who might be listening to the conversation. I just want to say thank you for coming here today, doing a short podcast because we were in a deep conversation. We were talking about, I just want to say, we were talking about toxic relationships, right?
Mm-hmm, that's right.
And what was the disagreement we were saying? I was explaining, you asked me, if a person, and this is live, uncut, unedited, come on closer so you can get into the mic. We were talking about how a person could get therapy or get physical, get help or seek counseling that's in a toxic relationship, how it would affect the other person and how would it affect the person that needs the help. I explained to him that it would help a person if they would get help. Now, it's not going to solve the problem 100% because toxic people, when they're in relationships, this is what I was explaining before we got on the podcast. We just decided to do a pop-up podcast, ladies and gentlemen. When you're in a toxic relationship, let's just be really clear. Sometimes you don't even know that you're toxic, okay? A lot of times when you're in a toxic relationship, you destroy relationships. You have to look around and see if you are the common denominator. Meaning, like, are you having issues with your mother? Are you having issues with your children? And I'm not judging because I used to be a toxic person myself, ladies and gentlemen. I want to put it out there. I have no problem because I don't mind being a testimony. You know what I'm saying? I'm with the smoke, though. You know, you come for me, I'm going to come back for you. But it's just to say that I'm not trying to destroy or hurt anybody. We're just talking about testimonials. We're talking about real life relationships. That's what Nishayla Moore does. Now, what was it that you were stating, friend? I'm going to say friend because he doesn't want to be out there, but, you know, it's all good. What was you saying as far as when it came to the toxic relationship? I'm going to give my point, but I want to hear what you had to say.
Well, what I was saying about the toxic relationship, let's go back to the real reason why the toxicity was created. What caused the toxicity? Why is it the toxicity? Why does it occur? And when it comes to therapeutic or psychological help or therapy, does it work? Does it truly work?
Right.
Are you going there just to lay across somebody's couch and tell a person your problems about a past relationship?
True.
Anybody can do that. But then again, there's got to be more to it than that.
Oh, and I agree with him. But what I was saying, friend, it's steps. You have to take the first step. That's why a lot of people that are in, you know, speaking on platforms or whatever, content influencers, they talk about self-love. I talk about, Nishayla Moore talks about self-love. You know, I always say you got to have self-love before you're in a relationship. It's very, very important. Now, you do what you want to do, ladies and gentlemen, kings and queens, but it's very imperative that you have self-love because you will run into these type of situations. Things from our past taunt us, friend. You listening? Things from our past taunt us. You might have had an abusive relationship, or you might don't know how to love. You might seen some things in the home as a child with the mother and the father. You know, those can be, you know, repeated cycles, generational curses, stuff like that that has happened. Whatever your toxicity or your toxic mindset or what you've seen or what you're trying to destroy and move in a positive aspect, guess what? It's with you. We all have had some toxic information from our past or things with people. It's up to you to seek the help. It's up to you to understand where you are. But it's not right, nor is it fair. This is what I was explaining to you. It's not fair for you to go around and destroy relationships.
No, it's not.
You understand what I'm saying? Because what I was just explaining to friend, a toxic person, whether man or woman, because I'm making a post, ladies and gentlemen, from TikTok of toxic relationships. The post, the lady was saying, and I did a duet, so you can follow me on TikTok as well. Don't just follow me on social media. This is a sidebar. Don't just follow me on Facebook, Instagram. Follow me on TikTok. I do a lot of amazing skits and content related to the relationship. So everybody have their way of getting their content out. You know that Nichelle Lamour is the creator now of, now whoever comes behind me, that's fine. I have no problem with it. But it was my idea to do the creation of doing the skits regarding the relationship as far as with TikTok. You know, straight up just doing content to let you know what I talk about and what I speak about in the relationship. But what I was explaining to my friend, I was telling him how when a person is toxic, it's like a disease. You understand what I'm saying? And wherever they go, it's like a dark cloud that follows them. Until they get help, they don't know how to love. You know, I cracked a joke, and it was just a joke, ladies and gentlemen. I have to give the disclaimer because, you know, we have the negative Nancys and the negative Normans that will try to twist it around. And I'm saying that to clear my name because I know how this is. I know how this go. Everybody is reaching for content. But I cracked a joke and said I wouldn't be surprised if their blood was venom, black. Their blood was black because it's almost as if everywhere they go, it's a problem. You know, they don't want their spouse to have no smile on their face. They don't want their spouse to be happy. The spouse could go to work, been at work all day, have not seen the person that is toxic. They walk in the door. What you smiling for? Oh my God, I can't smile. They don't like nothing that conflicts with what they're feeling. They want everything around them and surrounding them, ladies and gentlemen, to be negative. Am I correct?
Yeah, you are.
They want everything around them to be negative. If they're having the worst day, well, 9 times out of 10, toxic people, ladies and gentlemen, always are having bad days. Let's just say it again. 9 out of 10, they are always having a bad day. They do not know how to channel the negative energy. They haven't learned that all they have to do is first of all, make a decision in their mind to want to do better for themselves. It starts with them. There you go. It starts within. Number two, they have to also, despite the fact of what has happened and made them get to that point, decide that they're going to fight to get through it. I know, I've been there. I've been there, ladies and gentlemen. There's a war all the time with everybody. It's a war with Nichelle Lamour. I have to decide in my heart, in my mind, that I'm not going to let toxic past or toxic things and toxic people destroy me, all the good that I have to bring to the world. You know, first of all, I'm being a testimony, something that I'm sure others have done, but I decided that I wanted to do that because I have so much, interest in the relationship. But despite the fact of having the interest in the relationship, you have to know how to channel the negative energy. We can't help where we have been. We can't help who we were with. We can't help our family members being toxic. We can't help having friends that are toxic. You have to make a decision what you want to do with your life, and is it going to be positive? Am I correct?
You're right. You're absolutely right.
Do you have an opinion on that?
No, I mean, I agree with everything you said, you know. But like I said, you know, yeah, you gotta do everything in your power to make sure that toxicity doesn't come your way. And if you are in a relationship
toxic space,
a toxic relationship or a toxic space, it wouldn't hurt to talk to the person. Sit down with the person. Talk to them. Explain them. Don't get all smart like, you know, what are you all mad about? What are you so upset about? I come up with a happy smile. You know, the person who's going through it may have had a bad day. Something may have happened.
Every day with them is bad.
If every day it is with bad, you don't just say, oh, you can't just, you know, smiling it off to them. That's their way of looking. Oh, you're being patronized. You're patronizing your good spirit. You don't know. And yes, you're right. People do have bad days every day. But you don't know what a person went through.
Well, you know, it's not necessarily a bad day with a toxic person,
no,
friend.
No, no,
they need help. It's beyond a normal situation. This is what we was talking about.
Right. Yes, they do.
They need help. It's not the same as a person that's going around every day and they're having a normal day and then they have a bad day. Okay, right. That's fine. That's and then they have a normal. They have a bad week right. or they have a bad year. A right. toxic person is really toxic. It could be 5 years from now. You could run into the same person and they have the same baggage and the same drama and the same nonsense. Right. Their whole spirit and demeanor is toxic.
But you have
to run, ladies and gentlemen. Run.
You gotta talk to them. You can't just run away from
I was just saying, you know, that was a sidebar joke.
Because I've learned that toxicity can learn to a situation you definitely don't.
It can either, and this is the thing, what you just said, it could lead to a situation that's very, very deadly. But also, it also can lead to a mental breakdown. Mm-hmm. A lot of times, toxic people, they don't know how to get the help. And sometimes they're afraid. They're afraid, and I understand that, because some people do make fun of people that are in a dark space. It is true.
Yes, that's true.
It is very true. Society, with the social media and everything, they have made it where it's like a joke when you tell something that's wrong with you or you mention it. You know, like Jada, when she talked about the alopecia, everybody's like, well, who cares about alopecia? It's a lot of women with thin hair. I got my sides of thin on my side.
Right.
Why do you think I wear headbands? I could care less.
Right.
Do you think I'm going to stop getting on the platform? You think that stop a man from wanting me?
Right.
Let me just check that. You want to talk about something? Check that. It's not stop nair man from trying to talk to me. And I've had plenty of them. So what? We all got flaws. Mm-hmm. We all got flaws. So if you're in a dark space, and I understand toxic people, it's on a whole nother level. It is. But even if it is on a whole nother level, they have to understand. They have to link up with somebody that honestly cares and maybe try to talk to somebody and learn how to love themselves. They really need to talk to somebody. I mean, I'm not saying it's going to be perfect because it's not. Nothing is never guaranteed.
No therapy is perfect.
No therapy is perfect. Nothing is guaranteed.
That's right.
And some of the toxic people really do need medication. I hate to say it. I don't want to be a better, you know. I don't want to be the person of bad news, but I'm not saying all cases. Let me say that as a disclaimer. I'm not saying all cases, but some people have gone too far that now is medication is needed. But why come into a relationship? This is where we're leading to, ladies and gentlemen, the grand finale. Why come in a relationship, waste somebody's time, and try to destroy their life? Whether you do it little by little or whether you do it all in one grenade. Why? You know the grenade is where they throw with the bombs, right? Okay, that's want to put that on, you know, put that in the somebody's ear saying, what is she talking about? You know how the grenade, you throw the grenade and boosh. Some people come into people's lives and they just want to be like a grenade. Bam! And destroy your whole life. I don't want to say this person, the celebrity, because one thing I'm not in the shade of more that I ain't got to do is clout chase. But we see what's going on right now with the Oscars and all this and that. I don't have to say no names. And I'm going to tell you something else. My content is so solid because I was out there dating, meeting men, mingle, single, whatever you want to call it, married, all the above. That's why I'm hardcore with this information, because my girlfriends, I was always had a lot of male friends, associates, whatever you want to call it. And I always got advice from men. Let me just say that like that. Always got advice from men. And just always had close relationships, even if I was in a relationship with them or not. And yeah, I know you guys, you know, the people that want to think, and some of them did like me. I mean, I put it out there. Who cares? I mean, you know, like I said, you know, people need to get off. I'm just doing a sidebar. People need to get off of trying to find flaws with people. If you clean up your own backyard, you wouldn't have time to look at somebody else's. You know, we need to stop doing that. Everybody got flaws. Then Shay LaBeouf ain't never going to get on a podcast, ain't never going to do a show, ain't never going to do anything and act like I'm holier than thou. That's what I'm not going to do. But back to what we were saying about toxic. Let's say the last part and get ready to close. I was just saying to you, the help on top of other therapy, on top of advice, on top of self-love, they need a combination of everything. Am I correct?
You're right. They do. They really do.
It's so deep and dark, usually with a real toxic person, that one thing, they can't do just one thing. I'm just saying it, ladies and gentlemen. It's almost like letting a cavity. You know how the difference between a cavity and a root canal. You know the difference between the cavity and the root canal, right? Uh-huh. The cavity is just when it just, you could just put the little, you know, the thing on it, and it's okay. You long as you put the the filling. Uh-huh. You put the filling on the cavity, and nine times out, I ain't gonna say nine, I say 7 out of 10, you're okay, right? Because you've blocked the germs and anything that goes into the tooth, correct? Well, with the root canal, correct, you have let it get corroded, right? So now it's down to the nerve almost, right? Mm-hmm. So what do they say? Oh, we need to give you a root canal. Mm-hmm. You no longer have a cavity, ladies and gentlemen. You have a root canal. And that's what some, in regards to people having bad days, ladies and gentlemen, versus a toxic person. They've let it go so long. Am I lying? No. That it's wicked. It is wicked. And what I mean wicked, let me explain to Shay LaBeouf wicked, ladies and gentlemen, before I close. Wicked meaning, and you correct me if I'm wrong, friend, they don't want to see no happiness around them. They don't know, they have forgot, or they don't give a damn anymore how to be happy. They want to crush everybody's dreams. They want to crush anything that has to do with a sign of a light. Because they're such in a dark space, you know what I'm saying? That the light disturbs them now. You could put a light on a toxic person, and I guarantee you they're going to find some darkness. And what I mean darkness, negative comments, negative gaslighting, all the things that toxic people do. I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, I've been there. And this is why I'm so passionate about it. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I'm not perfect, but I can take what I say to the bank. Because I've been through it more than once, ladies and gentlemen. And it's so sad. I feel sorry for a lot of time. Because I used to be, I don't know if I was super, like, in a dark place. But I was toxic at one time when I was young. Yes. And when I go say young, young girl, I'm still young and fine, you know, whatever. That's a sad joke. I don't have my laughing little emojis to laugh with me today. But, yeah. But, it's like they're so in a dark space. They have let, like the cavity, I'm using an example, like the cavity has got so corroded that now it's a root canal. And pretty soon it's going to be even worse and have to be taken out. When it's taken out, that means, I mean, literally, you got to destroy all this within you. I don't know how. I can't say everybody is different. That's my disclaimer. You know, to each his own. What works for you, works for you. But it has to be dealt with. Because if it's not, everybody you come in contact with, if a person is toxic, am I lying? It's going to be destroyed. You're going to destroy the kids. You're going to destroy family members. Am I correct? Your girlfriends, your male friends, whatever you come in contact with, because you have not understood your happiness does not, it doesn't depend on another person. It depends on yourself. You have to learn how to love yourself. It's self-love. And until then, you have self-infliction. You inflict pain upon yourself. You inflict pain upon others. And it's a sick, wicked cycle. And if the person who's dealing with the toxic person doesn't get out, they're going to be just what they are in. They're going to turn it to be just what the other person is. I'm sorry. It is what it is. It is what it is. Now, you can try to save them, but 7 out of 10, if they're in too dark of a space, you can't save them. Sometimes they have to fall literally to the bottom and don't have nobody around before they understand the seriousness of what they were doing. Because as long as they're around people, they destroy spirits, mindsets, joy, happiness, whatever it is. It's just in them. They don't understand that they, and I'm going to tell you, some of them do understand. You hear me, friend? Uh-huh. Some of them do, right?
Yeah.
Some of them really do. And I've seen some toxic people get a kick out of it. Mm-hmm. They get a kick out, and they're laughing like they're wicked. Like, you know, if that person can't have them, if I can't have them, they, you know, because it's all about, oh, let me just say this in closing as well. It's all about control. Yes. When they're, say it again.
It is. It's all about control. That's all it is. It is. It really is. You know, you can't, like I say, if I can't have you, nobody can. You know, what is that? You know, what can you say? I mean, you do everything you can to try to help the toxic person. You know, but you don't give up. Like my mother said, you don't give up on people you really care about, regardless of what their situation is, whatever what he or she is going through. Every member, you know, my mother, grandmother, father, grandfather says this to me. Don't ever give up on people you love, even if they're siblings, in a relationship or whatever, you know. I have the question, I guess. You know,
I agree with him. You don't give up, but you don't be a damn fool either.
No, you don't be a fool.
It's a difference. Yeah. It is a difference. We can agree to disagree on this one.
Yeah,
this going to get heated. Might have to do a part two, ladies and gentlemen. You don't have to give up.
That's right.
But you don't be a damn fool and sink with them.
Oh, no.
That's a big difference. Because, see, you can be on a boat and they can be drowning. Mm-hmm. Are you going to drown to save them? Now, I can see you throwing a life jacket, throwing stuff out there, trying to help them, even grabbing your hand. But if they're not trying to grab your hand and they're trying to pull you down, I'm going to say it again. If they're not trying to grab the life jacket, the lifeboat, and everything, and you're reaching for them in the water, and instead of them coming up out of the water, they pull you down, what you going to do? You going to let them pull you down?
No.
That's a sick, twisted information. I couldn't do it. See, and I love my podcast because I love the answers, because we have to learn that everybody think differently. But I'm trying to show him another way of looking at it. Not to say that my way is the right way. He might feel his way is the right way. But guess what? I'm not drowning for nobody.
That's true. Neither am I.
See, he said, neither am I. Because at some point, if I'm trying to save you, right, ladies and gentlemen, and I love you, and I'm trying to, whether you're a sister, a friend, a lover, a husband, a wife, it doesn't matter. And I say, hey, this is, you know, I'm trying to help you. I'm trying to save you. And you keep drowning me? Oh, no. That's when self-love gonna knock on my door. Hey, Nishe, what's up with that? What's up with that, Nishe? This self-love. We see you trying to kill yourself over here, or you're trying to hurt yourself. What's up with that? See, you gotta have self-love, because you ain't no way you're going to let somebody drown you to the point of no return. And see, this is why you got to be careful with these relationships, ladies and gentlemen. A lot of times people are wolves in sheep clothing. I'm going to say it again. A lot of times people are wolves in sheep clothing, and they walk around and pretending that everything is a breath of fresh air, and they're nothing but the wolf. Nothing but the wolf and wicked. That's why it's hard to get close to Nishe Lamore. Oh, I've had my share of letting people come in easy. Oh, my God. When I was young, I met so many guys, because I'm a heterosexual. I'm just, you know, putting it out there, ladies and gentlemen. And I was just cool with people, men, whatever. Guess what? Those days are so long and gone. Just putting it out there so you guys understand. You know, for the ones that's listening who might be a wolf in sheep clothing, thinking they're going to get close to the shade of war, but it's never going to happen. Well, I'm going to say it's never going to happen, because there's always chances it can happen, but it would be very hard. I'll just say that. But long story short, you know, like I said, you know, it's not to down people that are toxic, but to down people that are toxic. I'm just going to keep it 100. It's not to down people that are toxic, but I am downing people that are toxic. Toxic people, and when they're in a dark space, can be very, very dangerous. Am I lying?
No, you're not.
It's very dangerous. And it's dangerous for your well-being and your environment and who you are as a person. Because a toxic person, I'm saying this in closing, they can destroy you. They literally can destroy you. Can destroy your dreams. Can destroy your love. Can destroy who you are as a person. You won't even know how to love again once you with a toxic person. You'd be like a wounded animal. Like, scared. Because you don't know that it... There are some people, it might not be a whole lot, but there are some people out here that are really genuine, good people. Am I correct?
You're right.
Because you know for a fact, all what I've been through, I'm just being honest. Yeah. Am I a genuine good person? I'm not saying I'm the best.
Right.
But I'm a decent person, right?
Right. That's right.
But I'm a beast when I'm angry, ladies and gentlemen. Let me just put that out there too so you guys don't think I'm weak. I'm a beast when I'm angry. And I'm not making this up. But I had to be a beast because I was trained after being so loving and caring and just being there for people. People take advantage. Usually toxic people. Now, I don't know what to what degree, what level, but toxic people, they feed off of the sheep because they are the wolf. So you guys got to be careful out here. The toxic is so destroying and it's so sad because they would love to. It's some of them are so toxic and so wicked. They love to destroy and they sit back and they smile. I can't get off of that smile. I mean, you know what I'm saying. I'm not going to say the names. Right. I can't get off of that little smile, that little smirk. You know what I mean? So, you know, I don't know. It's really sad. I know my phone is ringing, ladies and gentlemen, but I'm going to end this podcast. I love you guys. I love you. Like, share, and follow. I love you guys. I'm rocking with Nishayla Moore. I'm rocking with you too. Nishayla Moore going to bring the content. Nishayla Moore not going to stop. It's full go, you know, strong go with Nishayla Moore. And like I said, it's real life relationship talk on the podcast show. And you want to say anything in closing about the toxic person before we close?
Well, last thing I got to say is, you know, people who are toxic, yes, they do need help. And, you know, even though, yes, a person do need help if they're in a toxic relationship, it doesn't, you know, yes, you can help them, but you can help them for so long, but don't give up on them. Just keep trying and trying and trying, you know. You know, you have to understand what that toxic person went through. You can't just say, okay, well, everything is okay. Everything is all right. Everything will be fine. Put it in God's hands. Most likely, you know, it takes more than that. You know,
it takes a special fool, ladies and gentlemen, what he's saying. But go
ahead. No.
Real life.
Yeah.
This real talk.
Right.
It takes a special fool. You cannot, and I know we were supposed to begin now, you can't keep helping somebody.
Right,
you can't save somebody if you ain't saved yourself.
Right.
How you gonna save somebody if you haven't saved yourself?
Right. Because people, yeah. You do have to save yourself.
You cannot save nobody.
No, you can't.
If you don't have the equipment to save yourself.
Right, that's true.
I'm not trying to go in the Bible, but that's in the Word of God.
God help those who help themselves.
You got the saviors. You are not the savior.
No, you're not.
You didn't come here to save no human being.
Right, God didn't put you on earth to save anyone.
You
can give advice. You can make
suggestions. Oh, my God. I'm sorry. I love it.
You can give ideas.
I know this one's going to get a lot of views. This is amazing. It's hilarious.
Yeah, I mean,
but I'm just saying, he went right back to that. And it's okay for us to agree to disagree, but I'm trying to show him.
Yeah, I understand. I do.
You understand. Sometimes.
Yeah.
You can't. And I'm going to tell you something, ladies and gentlemen, just for the record. For the negative dances and the negative normies, I have people that I know that are toxic that are dear to me. So let's just keep it 100. But at some point, you got to understand how this go. It's either going to be you or me. Which one? It's going to be you or it's going to be me. And at some point, if you're trying to show them that you can, like, at least just try what I'm trying to show you.
Right.
But a lot of negative and toxic people, they too stubborn. They don't even want to listen to you. Because they don't even realize they're such in a stink, that they think that they're okay. They don't even realize it. But then you look around and you say, well, why is this person? It's always the other person. Oh, they messed with me. Oh, they did this to me. Oh, he did this to me. Oh, she did this to me. It's always somebody doing something to them. They never take responsibility for their actions. They never take the blame. It's always the blame game with a toxic person, isn't it? Yeah, especially in a relationship. They never sit down and say, you know what? I effed up. I apologize. I'm sorry. It's always you. And you looking like, this person is crazy.
Well, let me say something about that. When a person says, okay, you're right. Maybe I am doing something wrong. Okay, I admit my wrongs. You know, maybe I am showing some toxicity. I'll make corrections. A toxic person will feel that after they do all that admittance that that they're doing, they'll hear that mental note of, oh, I told you so. Oh, you're rubbing my nose because I admit it. Now you got the power to rub my nose and my toxic attitude, my toxic behavior, because I admitted my wrong.
No. We could agree. No, that's game. That's ghetto attitude, manipulative environment. That's what you call a master manipulator. Because a toxic person that honestly wants to change.
Right.
This is a real life. See, it's getting juicy. This real life, real talk, Nishay Lamore show. First of all, getting back to the subject, a person that really wants to change, okay,
right,
they're going to honestly want to change. They're not going to think about all that. They're going to have humility. Humility is being humble.
Yeah, that's true.
If you back on your high horse, on your egotistical ways, right, you just said something out of your mouth to smooth some stuff over because you thought, the overlay for the underlay.
Right.
That's all that was. You just wanted to do something that's, okay, I'm going to say something and smooth the person over.
Right.
That's some BS. You got to know the difference of when they have meaning. People who talk a lot, just talk. I don't want to hear no talking. Show me some action. That's how Nishay Lamore roll. I don't want to hear nothing you got to say out of your mouth anymore because your talk is cheap. Your talk is cheap. You got to show me some action. And if a person keeps abusing me, I'm talking about me.
Right.
You know, I can't say what my friend does.
Right.
I'm talking about me.
Right.
You keep abusing me, I want to see some action.
Right.
Because I'm a good person, I don't deserve it. And usually their victims are not deserving of what they receive.
That's true.
And they use them as a carpet to of abuse. It is abusive behavior. It's not accepted. Not with me. Not on my watch. So anybody who knows anybody with toxic behavior or toxic, you know, you got to think twice about that. That is really, really bad. You are in a Bermuda triangle. What is that when you're in a triangle of love? Horrible. What is it, like some type of bad triangle of love, right, of hell? A hell hole. You in a hell. That ain't no love. That's a hell hole. Because if you try to constantly save somebody and they constantly beating you up, abusing you, and we don't have to say an example of what's really out here going on right now as we speak, right in the public's eyes, right in front of our eyes. You got two men going through it. Mm-hmm. Now, at some point, we have to be honest with ourselves. Mm-hmm. It's okay to love. Let me say this clear disclaimer, ladies and gentlemen. I'm not telling you to leave nobody. Let's get that clear. And I'm not telling you not to love nobody, ladies and gentlemen. But what I am saying, don't be a damn fool.
Right.
If you see toxic, if you see smoke, you know where smoke is fire. Where there is smoke, ladies and gentlemen, there is a fire. Stop playing these mind games. That's why I don't even want a relationship title. Because my evidence and my talk speaks for itself. All you got to do is let somebody listen to my podcast. They're going to say this girl, ... And that's on everything, you know, because I don't have to sit up and have a title when I know what I'm talking about. A title is just a title. You listen to Nishay Lamore talk and then you say, wow. See, I don't deal with talk. I deal with action. And a toxic person is very manipulative. You forgot that part.
No. Let me.
You forgot that part.
A toxic person can be manipulative.
Very.
But they have feelings too.
I'm not here. Let me tell you something.
I know what you're
saying. After all the destruction a toxic person have done, I could care less about some feelings, especially when you've tried to destroy me.
But you have to rise above that. You can rise above.
How can you rise above it?
Don't let
Oh, see, this is getting deep.
Get to you.
Oh,
that's how
wow.
You rise above it.
How? How are you going to rise up at some point?
Don't let them get into your mental state, you know.
Yeah,
that's
what?
They'll try. Just listen to what I'm saying. You know not to let a toxic person get to you. No matter how much what you say or how you say it. Yes, it doesn't hurt the health. You can only do so much for so long. And you,
I'm not being a carpet for nobody, though.
No, I'm not saying be a carpet. I never said anything about being a carpet. Don't be a carpet. Don't be a carpet. Be yourself. Don't be a carpet. Don't just be a carpet. Somebody just walk all over you. Like, they don't clean their feet or whatever. You know. Like you said, a toxic person doesn't care. You know.
Deep down, they really don't. It's all about them. It's all about, you don't see it, and as much love you give them, they undercover are destroying your love. Because they don't, they're like a person with no feelings. It's nothing there.
Right.
But if you understand that, you will be all right. But as long as you keep drowning for a toxic person, and this is for the world, anybody dealing with somebody toxic, you're going to always run a cycle of a smuck. And you're going to be like a dog chasing his tail and wondering why you're not getting anywhere.
Right.
Because you're in this hellhole.
Right.
You're like drowning in this hellhole. I refuse to go back to that.
Right.
I was with a toxic person for years.
Right.
Jeez. I mean, when I say toxic.
Okay, I know what you're saying. But
and I wanted to save him. Let me just say this. I wanted to save him. I wanted to love on him. I wanted to do right by him. Because I love my man. You know what I'm saying? Ladies out there who can relate. Because I love my man. But guess what? That man, everything he did. Not only he cheated on me. He verbally abused me. Then when I tried to leave, he tried to gaslight me. It was so much mental mind games to the, like, wait a minute. Let me get this straight. You don't want me, right?
Right.
But then when I leave, you're going to kill everybody. You want me and you're going to kill everybody.
Nobody can. If I can't have you,
nobody else can have you. Right. It was crazy. I don't care if he ever listened to this because he knows it's true. My family knows it's true. My friends know it's true. So my stuff, I got receipts, ladies and gentlemen. Now, Shay Lamore ain't on here capping. You know, a lot of people on here capping about the relationship. Guess what? I had so much going on with my relationships. I'm going to be writing many books. God has given me the voice of reason, a voice of knowledge to put my stuff on paper and be a testimony. And that's what I'm going to do. And I thank you guys for rocking with me. But I'm going to tell you something. That is just crazy. To be with somebody as long as I was with a toxic person over 10 years. What was wrong with me? You at some point, I'm going to say this too, because we're going to be closing. At some point, you don't say, hey, what's wrong with them? What the hell wrong with you? I'm looking at you some type of way. You know what I'm saying? That's how people looking at you. You keep talking about they need help. No, nigga, you need help. Sorry for the word. I'm just telling you, that's just how, you know, for the people that are other races than the African American race, that's just a form of endearment, how we talk. So I just want to put that in another disclaimer. You got to put these disclaimers in here because people try to come for you. You know, I see it all the time for content. So, like I said, you know, at some point, people are looking at you like you got a mental health problem because you want to be abused. You want to be dragged. Now you got to question the person that's taking abuse. What's wrong with you of being a victim? It's literally like you laid down to be a victim for a person that's getting their rocks off because they're in a dark place.
Right.
That person literally needs to be alone in order to understand the seriousness of what they're doing to destroy people. Because at one time or another, I know a lady who destroyed everything around her. Kids didn't want to be with her. Her kids ran. Her kids were so grateful to be grown. They left and didn't look back. Who wants to be in a house with a person that's toxic like that? And when the children are leaving you and don't want to have any ties to you, that's a sad story. That's a very sad story. Because the children feel trapped. Because the parent not only they see the parent abusive in other relationships, they see the parent abusing them as well. So toxic, it goes beyond, it goes way beyond just the relationship that you're dealing with as far as the intimacy, right?
Right. That's right.
Because the children are now being abused. Don't nobody want to sit up and be a carpet for a toxic person? Because all they do is verbally abuse you and mentally abuse you and play mind games. You telling me you up for that? Then you might as well do, the mind games. I can't think of the name of it. My little godson, he plays that game. It's a mind game for kids.
I think I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. You might as well play that then, if that's what you want to do, or play Clue, or play Monopoly, or something. I mean, if you just into the games, because that's literally what they do. They don't know everything they do is a game. They don't know how to stop playing the games. They're going to tell you, oh, I don't play games. Yes, you do. Saint Nashay Lamore told him, yes, you do. Most toxic people play mind games. They are master manipulators, and I don't give a darn, because I dealt with one. Matter of fact, I dealt with two. And I dealt with them for years. So I'm passionate about this. And every time I try to be positive, they will find a way to be negative. Who does that? Who does that, ladies and gentlemen?
Maybe it's something on their mind. I don't know.
Oh, my goodness.
No, just listen. Just listen to me. Okay, you're right. I agree with you on that. Maybe it's something that's bothering.
Deep
bothering. You know.
But at some point, they got to get. If it goes into years. Yeah. Something is going on. It don't see manifestation. We understand manifestation because you lose a parent, you lose a loved one in death. Right. It might take a couple of years to get over it, and you never get over a parent. I'm just saying straight up, or a child. Let's just put it out there as a disclaimer. You really never get over a death of a child or a parent or a loved one or a friend or whatever. But even with the fact of them gone and you don't get over it, you know how to channel your energy in a positive manner. You know how you've learned how to deal with it. You have coping mechanisms. You learned how to do things the right way. You don't go around whipping everybody every time you say, see, this is how you know this is a game to them. Master manipulators that are toxic people, they know how to whip you. As soon as you get to walking away from them, they know how to whip you to bring your butt right on back here. Come on back here, boy. You see what I'm saying? Come on back here, girl. Because they play games. With them, it's always chess. It's always chess. See, I'm a chess player, ladies and gentlemen. And I can see clear. I have discernment and I don't have no problem with it. I see clear with people. So you can't even come near me with that. Period. I'm not saying that I can't get caught up, because I've got caught up in the past. Yes, I have. I'm a human being. But trust and believe me, I'm dead on it. Spot on it. So with a person like that, it's literally like you have to walk around with eggshells and have your guards up 24/7. How could you even love them when you so busy protecting yourself? Like, what the hell I done walked into that today? What? Like, literally, like men have to literally sit in their cars like, shit. Got to go in this damn house.
Or just like going to a job. Damn, I gotta go.
Like, men literally that are dealing with toxic women. Shit. Got to go in this damn house. What the hell I'm walking miles in? You know, but they got ties, so they deal with it. But does that mean they got to stay fit? Hell to the no. That's your choice. If you want, let me just say this. If you choose to get abused at some point, when you see the signs, you see the red flags, you know you need self-love, and you have not made an escape to get the hell away, because they never going to change. Guess what? It ain't shame on them. It's shame on you. Yes, I said it. Now, I'm going to say it again, ladies and gentlemen. If you have not made a getaway, I'm not talking about overnight, because it takes time, of course. You know, when you got ties and this and that. We understand. We understand. And you have not made a getaway, to say, you know what, enough is enough. And because truth be told, they'll put your ass in a nursing home. Truth be told, you got all this love for the person. I'm just showing you example, what he was saying. And I understand that, because I do love people, but I've learned to love myself first. Let's say that again. I love people, ladies and gentlemen, but Nishayla Moore has learned to love herself first and understand when something is not working. Now, I'll reach and I'll do right by people and I give. But I have to be careful because I don't want it to conflict with what's going to be, not in my best interest. And what I mean by that, not being in a selfish state, being in a situation whereas I'm caught up, hurt, used, all those things. What I've been in the past, you know, you have to be careful. You know what I'm saying? So with toxic people, they don't care. You will have this love, this undeniable love for them, you know, and just say hypothetically something happened to you and just say they couldn't take care of you. They'll throw your ass in the nursing home. They'll throw your ass in wherever rehabilitation. They won't have that undeniable love for you. Most cases, they do not. So let's just be clear on this subject. And if anybody want to challenge me and do a live podcast, feel free to inbox me on any of my pages, my relationship page or anything. And we could do a live podcast. I mean, I'm ready to go in because this here, I have facts. I got receipts. I've been through it. And I'm strong about this. I see clear. I'm not going to let nobody tell me anything different. Now, I'm not saying that everything I said is 100% right because it's not. You know, but I will say most of everything I said, I could prove, you know. So this was a long, wasn't it, Frank?
Yeah, it was. Pretty long.
We went past time. We said we wasn't going to do it. And, you know, it got heated when he was saying that other stuff. And I jumped in. I had to, you know, I had to give my skills because this is what it's about. You know, doing a real life podcast with real thoughts and real opinions. You know, this is what it's about. This is what makes my podcast interesting. You don't want, you know, to have this fictional podcast. You want something with real life, real talk. You know what I'm saying? Real experiences. So with that being said, I thank you guys again. Like, share, and follow. I thank you guys for rocking with Nishayla Moore. Because today was, this was an interesting and powerful podcast. Like, share, follow. Continue to rock with me. All podcast platforms. I'm just really happy about this podcast. We had to do it because we were really, really in a deep, deep, deep podcast this morning. I mean, not podcast. I'm so sorry. We were deep in a conversation talking about the toxic people. And I told him, we need to put this on the podcast. This is information that people can appreciate. This is information people will understand and would love to hear. You know, it's just some things need to be recorded. This was one of them. You know, I would have hated to just talked about all this stuff we were talking about this morning on this Sunday, beautiful Sunday morning, and it would have went to waste. Somebody is going to listen to this podcast. Somebody's going to get help. Somebody's going to say, thank you, Nishay. I'm not the only one that feel this way. I'm not the only one that think like this. I'm not the only one, the whatever. And I apologize. Really, I do. I apologize for the podcast being so long, but sometimes in a heated conversation, this is what happens. This is what happens. This conversation was needed. This conversation was needed, absolutely. And I don't always try to have long podcasts anymore. I try to, you know, narrow it down and just have a little, you know, time, like no more than, try to do like no more than 25 minutes. But this is a very heavy subject. It was needed. You wanted to see the clear thoughts of what Fran said. You seen when Nishayla Moore interjected. You seen the real life, opinions of how I felt one way, he felt another way. This is what was needed to see and to show the world everything. It doesn't comply. Everybody don't think the same. Everybody don't feel the same. You know, his life, his past life when he was a child is much different than mine. His past life and differences of what he dealt with women is much different than when I was dealing with men. So it's okay. It's okay to agree to disagree, long as you get to the root of the problem. And like I said, you'll never have all the solutions, but you can do things to make it better. I'm going to say that again. You'll never have all the right solutions with relationships. It's no such thing. But you can always do things to make it better and to make it more easier for you guys to deal with in the relationship. So, you know, like I said, this is another one on the books. He kind of left out the room. So I guess he's done with the, I guess he said he's done. So that's fine with me because we're closing. I hope you guys are having a wonderful, wonderful Sunday. God bless all of you. Bless the ones that like me and bless the ones that don't. You know, my haters are important as well as the people that love me and rock it with me. This is another podcast on the books again. And this concludes the Neche Lamore Real Life Podcast Show. Enjoy your day. Share the podcast. Spread the word. Neche Lamore is out.